The 805. Ventura
Highway. Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
If you're just joining us, we are Tom and Sandy's 805 on News Talk 1520. I'm Sandy here with Tom, and we bring your 805 to life. Check out our website, 805favorites.com.
You can always tell when somebody's younger than us, because I have the headphones on. I've got it turned up full blast, so I can hear everything.
Oh, yes.
Curtis puts the headphones on, and immediately he's going like, it's too loud, it's too loud, you know, and he didn't know you can turn them back down, so he turns them all the way down.
Yes, because he's not used to the electronics that we were used to growing up.
We played many things too loud growing up. Back in the 60s, you played it loud.
My ears are rattling in there going, oh.
Oh, no, you know, when I remember being in high school, and you'd lay down on the floor at your buddy's house, and you'd take these huge speakers, because back then the speakers were big. The Infinity speakers were like 4 feet tall. I mean, not like the little Bose now, they're about an inch, right. You know? Huge speakers, and put them right up to your ears, and that's how you listen to Led Zeppelin and stuff.
Right, they were your coffee tables. That was a piece of furniture that you used in the house, too.
Oh, yeah.
You put them together.
For sure, yes.
Now,
yes.
Those were speakers. You had to figure out where to put your speakers. Mary, you'd move and go, where are the speakers going to go?
That was like the first thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, I got to have the speakers where the sound's real good, you know?
It still is. Beer, 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 I'm going for a beer.
Beer, beer, beer. Why is it every time this song plays, you just start smiling?
Dancing. Start moving a little bit.
I was really hoping that Tom would do the Gangnam style to this. To be
no,
here.
You got
to
go.
Doing the whole thing.
You have to go to 805 with Tom and Sandy and hit like on Facebook, and you'll see
Sandy
it.
Would teach us some disco moves.
Disco. I'm a good disco dancer.
I know. I had a good belly laugh when I saw those two. Check out their Facebook page.
Yeah, that it's pretty cute. So we got Curtis Taylor here. Hophead said, what's happening, Curtis?
Well, this week I had the pleasure of going to Ojai. And when you go to Ojai, where do you go?
You have to stop at OBC.
Yeah, Ojai Beverage Company.
Did you have the Blow Your Mind chicken?
I did not. Actually, I did.
Why? What's wrong with you?
Because it was 10 o'clock in the morning.
I don't care.
I was still...
Tom has had it for
It could
breakfast.
Be 7 o'clock in the morning. So you were drinking beer at 10 o'clock in the morning,
remember
but you
couldn't
have Blow Your Mind chicken?
I'm going to remember that next time. Well, yeah, I mean, I have my priorities straight.
Okay.
I don't want to fill up too much, you know.
True, very true.
So I was there, and I was talking to George, the manager there, one of the co-owners, and I wanted to know a little bit more about the place. And as we're sitting there talking about OBC, he tells me they have 905 different beers in the store.
Wow.
And that's just the bottles. So
yeah, that's more than they used to have.
It used to be like 850.
850, so they're even increasing it now.
And they keep adding more and more and more all the time. But one of the things that I love about OBC, as opposed to, say, a big box beverage company kind of thing, is that all of their beers, they buy the beer by the case. And so when you can always, that just guarantees that you have fresh beer every time. So you pull a beer off the shelf, you know that it hasn't been there for 3 or 4 months sitting on the shelf.
Right. Sometimes they've been there a lot longer than that. I was over at, what's it called? Total Wine. I was in Total Wine, and I was looking, and this is about a month ago, and I saw a beer by the people that do the high pyramid, and they do a snow cap.
Okay.
Snow cap comes out in the winter.
Right.
But it hadn't come out yet.
Right.
So that beer that's sitting there is... been there since last year.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, so that's one of the great things about the local places, and something that people should keep in mind too when they go into a liquor store or beer store is look at how warm is it when you walk into the store. That'll tell you what condition the beer is that's just sitting out in the open.
Interesting. Okay.
And then if there isn't any beer in the open and it's all in the coolers, then you know that these people are taking their beer storage cellaring
Seriously.
Yeah. Right. So they've got, they do it by the case that ensures that there's a constant rotation and things, and the beers aren't old. And another thing too, you go into a big box store and you see dust on the beer, go find one that doesn't have any dust on it, because then that's telling you that your white cap has been sitting there, or snow cap has been sitting there for a
year.
And
beer is not like wine. It doesn't get better with age.
No.
Generally not. There are some beers that'll age well, but most of them are meant to be consumed within, you know, 3-6 months, somewhere in there.
Right. So the beer's been sitting around, even in your refrigerator. Let's just say it was at the bottom of your refrigerator, and it was there for 3 years. You had a party 3 years ago. Somebody brought some kind of beer you don't like, right. And it's been sitting underneath that thing. Is that beer? It's still good, right?
You give it to your father-in-law or
yeah.
for Christmas. Or,
right.
Here you just go. Put a bow on it.
I brought out the very special light beer for you because yeah. this is stuff that I wouldn't drink.
Tom, if you get beer for Christmas, well, you'll know it was sitting at the bottom of my refrigerator. Yeah, it's the bottom of
your thing. I figured so.
No, it's generally like I'll have beers, and I don't. The rule of thumb, 3 to 6 months. A lot of times I'll have beer for 9 months or maybe even a year, but generally I'm keeping them in a climate controlled so that they aren't going up to 100 degrees or they're not sitting in sunlight or anything like that, so that they're generally in good shape when I come back to them. They just aren't going to be their freshest.
Okay.
And then the other thing about OBC too is they have these two dual zones. So you know that they've got the liquor store part, but then they also have the restaurant. They keep the restaurant 10 degrees warmer than the rest of the store. So when you walk into the little squared off place, you walk through a heat register, a heat duct, which is warming up that. But all of the beer, all the wine and all the spirits that they have there are all kept at a lower level too. And you'll notice that it's dark in there too, because all bright fluorescent lights will not only ruin beer, but it's not good for the wines or for the spirits as well.
Yeah. We went to OBC on our beer tour, and boy, they got just so much in there as far as spirits and wine and beer. I mean, they just got everything.
You know what I love is that they have so many different beers. And if you ask George, hey, I'm kind of thinking about this kind of a beer, mm-hmm. he knows exactly where it's at, and mm-hmm. he'll point you in the right direction.
Yeah, he's educated on it.
Right, and their whole staff is too. And just kind of leading into even the restaurant side, because I've got a really great beer pairing coming up for everyone who's listening, is all of their servers are all of their wait staff is mm-hmm. are certified beer servers. And what that means is that they've taken and they've been certified as a person who knows beer styles. They know how to cellar beer correctly. They know how to serve the beer, and they know the glassware. So when you walk in and you're ordering something, you can ask, and it's probably be George back there, but if any of the other servers are there, you can say, hey, I'm having this, what would you suggest? You know, what beer is going to go well with this dish?
So tell me about this beer pairing.
Okay, so I asked George what his favorite beer pairing is, and he has fish tacos there. Excuse me. So he's got these tacos that are full of cilantro, lime, jalapenos.
Yes.
And one of his favorite things to do with that is pairing IPAs. And one of the things with IPAs, especially West Coast style IPAs, is the hop flavor has a real citrus aroma to it and a citrus flavor too. So I think grapefruit, sometimes a little bit of lemon, sometimes a little bit of orange. But you look at these fish tacos that have this lime seasoning in it and the cilantro, which kind of kicks up all
and
of that
spicy.
Lime. And spicy on top of it. So the hop flavors right there are resonating with the lime flavor that's in the fish taco. Then you've got the hotness, the spicy heat from there. So the jalapenos. And one of the things that hops do is they really they accentuate, they pop a spice really, they just kick it up a notch. So off that first drink, you have all of the jalapeno spices that are in your mouth, the carbonation and the hops just go and they blow up inside. And so you get this real quick burst of heat and spice flavor mm-hmm. before everything is washed back down. So he suggests that whenever you go in there that they always have fish tacos, and it doesn't matter what kind of IPA you're really doing, they'll be able to put you up with a really nice West Coast style IPA, but they always have IPAs there. So mm-hmm. no matter what it is, it's not a specific beer, it's more of a beer style with these fish tacos.
I'm getting hungry.
Yeah,
I love fish
I'm
tacos.
I'm getting thirsty.
They are.
The IPA, of course, is a strong beer as it is. It just comes at you.
Right.
It hits you right in the face.
Right. And in a food pairing, like an IPA, there's you want to match intensities. And so a fish can be actually, you know, you wouldn't necessarily think a strong flavor in a fish, but there's all of these other flavors in there, the cilantro, the jalapenos and things that can stand up to the IPA as well.
And I could see that because I do like spice. And you do want something that's kind of citrusy that's going to mellow out that flavor a little bit.
Right. And then they have 20 taps behind the bar too, which are they carry their philosophy of this rotating and keeping fresh beer. And these kegs back there that they have are only 5 to 7 gallons. So they last a week, maybe a week and a half or two, and then they're out of there. So you know that whenever they're, whatever they're pulling out of the taps back behind the bar, that it's going to be a fresh beer too. And then give them, give their house beers a try. I know that at least one of them is brewed by Firestone Walker.
Okay.
So you know that this is going to be a quality beer, Firestone Walker from Paso Robles. And so you've got a whole list of taps to choose from, as well as the bottles.
And they have those really cool beer samples.
Oh, yeah. They got the one that has 20, where it's 20 beer samples on there, and you can go through each and every one. We shared one time.
We did?
Yeah.
and that leads perfectly into
the... With somebody else, too.
No, I mean we shared. I didn't get my own.
I think we'll just say we shared.
Okay, we'll just say we shared.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
We shared the experience.
We shared the experience of seeing these 20 beers.
Right, right.
Now, you brought something with you from
there. Right, so here's your chance to go up there and try this giant sampler tray that they've got. So I have two $25 gift certificates.
Oh, wow.
To Ojai Beverage Company. So we'll give those to the callers calling in. And... You gotta try the fish tacos with this one. You know, you'll in your lineup, your sampler lineup, you'll have an IPA in there, so you can try it across a whole range and then pick your favorite too.
There you go. 289-1520. Go up to Ojai Beverage Company on Curtis here. He's done a great job, just like always. We'll take callers number 10 and 15 on that one. If you have never been there, or if you have been there, it is really a cool experience to go up to OBC in Ojai. It's just
it really is.
Great place.
I agree. Hey, so I got to give you a quick mention. Thanksgiving made your thirsty turkey.
Did you?
And I used the turkey from Ventura Meat Company.
Oh, very
so I
nice.
Got to give them a plug because
oh, yeah.
it was amazing. I have to tell you, juicy, so different than
right.
Butterball. I'm just throwing it out there.
Is that a legal word?
You know what? I want to try the one that has the bacon on top of
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. Right. Did you see that one where you just strip bacon and you solidify the turkey completely in bacon?
Right. I actually stuffed the bacon under the skin. So I separated the skin
oh.
and put the bacon underneath. So my turkey did have bacon in it this year, too.
There you go. But
it was the best.
But you're right on Ventura Meat Company. There's a difference in the turkeys they're selling, because they're selling all the ones that are organic. They're selling the ones that have been fed where, you know, they're not eating the impurities out there, no hormones.
And they're not that expensive.
No, they're not.
They're very comparable.
Yeah, it was pretty darn. I mean, it might have been 50 cents more a pound
right.
for a much better quality bird.
So I recommend for the holidays,
yes.
go to Ventura Meat Company,
yes.
try their turkeys, go to hopheadsaid.com,
get a recipe,
pair the beer, and you're
right.
set.
Yeah. Right, it's not too late to eat turkey this holiday season.
No,
you didn't
no.
miss your
we
chance.
Christmas is coming up.
Right. All right, we're going to go on a short break and listen to some really great sponsors. Don't turn your dial, because we've got more when we come back. You're listening to Tom and Sandy's 805 on News Talk 1520.